Kristen. Greg in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
3 years after he filed for divorce, this time it was her turn. Tish Cyrus has filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. Apparently, Miley would like to talk to Dad about it, but she can't get a hold of him. She tweeted, at Billy Ray Cyrus, since your text and email obviously aren't working, would you like to talk about this? She has since deleted that post.
Number four.
TMZ reporting Lindsay Lohan has checked out of Betty Ford and into Cliffside at Malibu. She did 30 days at Betty Ford, and the prosecutor, the judge, Lindsay's lawyer all said they believe she would be better served to complete the next 60 days at Cliffside. Radar Online, though, reporting it wasn't as easy as that. They say Lindsay was disruptive at Betty Ford, refusing to go to group sessions, and she was about to get kicked out before she was transferred.
Number three.
TMZ says Tyler, the creator, was telling the truth. The LA County Sheriff's deputies went to Justin Bieber's home. They checked out the video from Memorial Day, the day Keyshawn Johnson says Justin Bieber was speeding through the neighborhood. Well, it turns out Justin was telling the truth. He was not the one driving. It was Tyler, the creator. Security video showed Tyler getting out of the driver's seat, Justin jumping in just to park the car in a narrow maneuver. Keyshawn just missed all that part. So this time, at least, Justin and Tyler are telling the truth.
Number two.
Amanda Bynes claims this whole public meltdown is a publicity stunt. She texted her friend, who's a publicist, Jonathan Jackson, and he posted these texts on his Twitter account. She said, I got 2 million followers, and now everyone wants me. I am smart, not stupid.
Number one.
Mumford & Sons bassist Ted Duane has undergone successful surgery to remove a blood clot from his brain. Even though the band was hopeful they could continue the tour after he recovered, doctors have recommended Ted lay low for a while. So Mumford & Sons is canceling the remaining dates on their Summer Stampede tour. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.